You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So earlier today, I saw probably one of the most unexpected headlines that hit the market, and it was that a Japanese company by the name of Marubeni Corporation had acquired 100% of a company called TI Auto Investments, along with all of its retail chains. Now, TI Auto Investments, for those that don't know, the retail chains we're referring to here, that is the Tiger Wheel and Tire brands. They've been acquired by the Japanese conglomerate. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with our resident M&A expert, managing director at Deal Leaders International, Andrew Ballman. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Andrew, always lovely having you on the show. Always lovely catching up over these interesting conversations. This, quite the interesting development, quite the interesting announcement. What do you make of it?
Hi, Jimmy. Yeah, good to touch base again. Yeah, look, it's exciting. I think whenever there's an international capital deployment like this, it just shows that there, in amongst all the other challenges, there is opportunity. Have dealt with Marubeni in the past, and it is a very large company in multiple industries. So yeah, really good to see this play, and it seems like they are going to treat it like a strategic platform for growth. So I think all in all, really good. Obviously there's quite a lot of runway up ahead for them to get it through, the necessary approvals and the likes. But yeah, all in all, I think very, very positive, and I'm sure a good exit for Altera and Old Mutual as well.
Andrew, I want to get your thoughts and get a sense of these types of transactions. You mentioned it's always good to see international capital come in. This isn't the first time we've seen this happen. Most recently, the example that jumps to mind is the sale of AfriSam to a Chinese conglomerate. What does that say about, number one, the attractiveness of South African companies? Because you and I have spoken about this in the past to say that South African companies are not only resilient, but they are well built. And clearly this is playing out.
Yeah, it really is. I think, I recall one of our conversations in the past was, we always dealt with, I suppose, the country risk element. I think globally risk has changed fundamentally. So yeah, I think we lose sight that there are fundamentally strong and robust South African businesses and groups. And, if you look at these, particularly these multinational investors, if we are attracting capital, with this TI Auto example, it shows that there is definitely something here, and hopefully it will continue to do so. And there are large transactions, and hopefully they translate into growth transactions. But yeah, I always say we've got to compete, for capital, and it's a big world out there. But it, clearly, there are, in certain sectors, there's appetite, and hopefully we continue to do certain things right.
Andrew, let's take a look at the value proposition this then presents for a company like TI Auto, for the retail outlets that are associated with this particular transaction. You've now got a new parent company. You have to continue operating from a business perspective. The likes of Old Mutual Private Equity and Altera Capital, as you mentioned, have exited this transaction. But what does a new chapter signal for potential growth prospects, potential next chapter conversations if you are being taken over?
I think the starting point always is, it's a player like Marubeni comes with patient capital. So unlike your traditional private equity play, there's no timeline on the capital investment that would be available for growth. I think what also would be exciting would be Marubeni's pedigree, if you like, and experience in building, large platforms like a Tiger Wheel and Tire, because they've done so very successfully. They bought an asset in Thailand called BeQuick, and it started, when they got it at 44 stores, and they built it to 241. They replicated that in Indonesia and did the same in Mexico. So there's track record there that they can grow this. And you can definitely see, I was reading earlier that, they originally were distributing OEM, I think it was Toyota and Hino, out of Ghana. And it seems like they've now moved into this multi-dimensional OEM aftermarket play, and they're seeing this as the platform. So I think, you know, they bring pedigree, they bring experience, they'll bring buying power, they'll bring capital and probably IP capital as well, and real experience in developing markets, you know. So it's not like they've got, you know, only experience in first world or Japan, you know, the markets that they've gone into, like a Mexico and Indonesia and Thailand, they aren't easy markets either. So, you know, I think they're going to come here with eyes wide open, and they definitely, you know, having dealt with them in the past, they definitely would have done their homework, you know, and this would have been a decision that's taken a long time to reach.
Andrew, before I let you go, I want to take a look at what this means for other businesses, businesses that might not be listed businesses, but that might be big enough to consider exits at this stage. Surely this gives confidence that and hope that if you find the right investor, you find the right exit strategy. It doesn't always mean that the only way to exit businesses or to realize value is in listing, even though we will always welcome new listings on our local bourse.
Yeah, look, definitely. I think more and more, you know, listing is the exception. You know, I think the key always is who is that next buyer, like a Marubeni. And, you know, it's one of the pillars we built our business on. You know, they are out there. And I think what is key also is to understand what the buyer's strategy looks like years before they buy you, so you can almost align to that. So, yeah, very, very exciting. And the opportunities continue because the capital is out there, and we got to just, you know, be that capital magnet. And, you know, more transactions like this will put us on the map, and it'll show hopefully that it's not that difficult to do successful, solid transactions in this part of the world.
Doing good deals is not the problem. Finding good businesses is seemingly growing as a problem that investors are being confronted with. But from a South African perspective, we'll just keep building them. Someone else will come in and buy them. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Andrew Bowman, Managing Director at Deal Leaders International, joining us to take a look at the latest Tiger Wheel and Tiger acquisition transaction and what it says about South African businesses.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.